Now hold steady and move your hips forward and back, under and release, forward and back. Now start to circle your hips around one way. Keep lifted in the rib cage. Work for control. Keep even in the feet. One way and then the other. Now reverse. Easy, slowly. All right, now finish. Stand again. Open the feet. Now pull the hips straight back. Just very easy. The hips and the legs move gently back and keep the ribs lifted. Just a few times to feel a stretch across the lower back. Open it easy, slowly. Now hold steady. Bend your knees, lifting your heels up and down. Keep the body steady as you lift the knees up. Stretch the heels down to touch without weight. Keep the head lifted. Take the weight of the head up a bit. Lift up and down. Easy, one way and then the other. Keep your ribs open. Lift your belly up toward your spine. Easy and down. One way and then the other. All right, now rest.
What are you driving at?
It's been less than a week since you were in a car that crashed into the river. How you got out of that, no one seems to know. But that experience must have been a serious emotional shock.
You think I imagined all of it, don't you? You think I'm insane?
I didn't say that. I don't mean that.
I'm a competent person. If anything, I'm a realist. I'm not given to imagining anything.
Hogwash. All of us imagine things. Have you never heard two men talking behind your back and imagined they were talking about you? Have you never imagined you saw someone you knew and walked up to them and found they were a perfect stranger?
I don't see what this has to do with it.
The point is this. Our imaginations play tricks on us. They often misinterpret what we see and hear. Do you agree?
I suppose so.
Talk about your melody from show to show. I tell you the struts you have got to go. The old folks got it, the young folks got it. Everybody's crazy about the dark time strut. Ain't no use for your women to always be in a rut. Just cut up to your man and do your wicked strut. The old folks got it, the young folks got it. Everybody's crazy about the dark time strut. $100 bill will make a broke man slobble. A woman with the strut will make a good man holler. The old folks got it, the young folks got it. Everybody's crazy about the dark time strut. Take the greyhound for running, take the rhyme on the road. Take the man with the strut to satisfy my soul. The old folks got it, young folks got it. Everybody's crazy about the dark time strut. Your women when you're struggling for it. Your grandma does the strut in your grandpa's shirt. The old folks got it, the young folks got it. And everybody's crazy about the dark time strut. Some of you men, when you're striping hoes, you done lost your strut many years ago. The old folks got it, the young folks got it. And everybody's crazy about the dark time strut. Just as sure as little fish can't live on dry land, a woman with the strut can always get a man. The old folks got it, the young folks got it, and everybody's crazy about the dark time strut.
I know one thing. My imagination is playing tricks on me. I'm going to put a stop to it.
You're a very strong-willed person, aren't you?
I survived, if that's what you mean.
That old pavilion out by the lake. Somehow you associate it with all this, don't you?
I could go out there. I could put an end to that, too. I could go out
there. Now, don't be hasty.
If it is all my imagination, I could put a stop to it.
Maybe, but at least someone should be with you. Now, I can't possibly
get
away
now. As you say, Doctor, I'm a person of strong will. And the time to go out there is now. And if I have to, I can go alone.
Then Coco saw the tree that he really wanted to live on. It was a great, big, majestic, royal palm tree. And it was very proud and held its branches straight up to the sun. And the little baby coconuts grew on the top. So they got all the sunshine and grew big and strong and healthy and beautiful. And Coco was so happy that he tried to climb up to the top of the tree, but he fell down.
Conectar. Dickie Dover dropped dirtily downward dabs of drippy donut. Did Dickie Dover drop dirtily downward dabs of drippy donut? If Dickie Dover dropped dirtily downward dabs of drippy donut, where are the dabs of drippy donut Dickie Dover dirtily downward dropped?
But in spite of these things, it was a gay and magnificent rebel. The tastes of the Duke were peculiar. He had a fine eye for colors and effects. He disregarded the decora of mere fashion. His plans were bold and fiery and
wiry, and his
conceptions glowed with barbaric luster. There are some who would have thought him mad. His followers felt that he was nuts.
It was necessary to hear and see and touch him to be sure that he was not.
He had directed in great part
the movable embellishments of the Seven Chambers upon occasion of this great fate. And it was his own guiding taste
which had given character to the masqueraders.
Character to the masqueraders.
Profane, sacrilege, what are you playing in this church? Have you no respect? Do you feel no reverence? And I feel sorry for you and your lack of soul. This organ, the music of this church, these things have meaning and significance to us. I assume they did to you. But without this awareness, I'm afraid you cannot be our organist. In conscience, I must ask you to resign.
Well, friends, nobody is. Only two things you can hear. Is out the money steers. And the things so awful dear. No clothes to wear, no food to eat, and no beer to live. Why me not know how we going to live in a this hard time? Clothes and shoes and all such things are way up in the air. Mutton, beef, pork and fresh fish are also very dear. Herring, shad and mackerel are luxurious today. loss of living is so high that I don't know what to say. What a hard time, everybody a feeling hard time. Me no know how me going to live in a this hard time. When you give a girl a pound, she wouldn't even smile. For not even a church mouse can live on that in style. Sometimes for weeks on end, you can't even raise a case. Why to tell you the simple truth? I don't know what is this. The saltfish and the mackerel, the herring and the shad, they serve no useful purpose, for they make the blood get bad. They send out all kinds of pimples, some big like any lump. And when the gal them look in a glass, them say I love a bum. What a hard time, everybody a feel the hard time. Me no know how we going to live in a this hard time. The hard time is so strong that it reach right in the bed. For when we go to sleep, Dora lie down like she did. She turn her back on me, with her face turned to the wall. And if me and ever touch her, you shoulda hear out to her a ball. Last night, me elbow touch her, she says she nah make no fun. Far motor without gas, she no know how it must run. Me try the nicer up, but she tell me line is line. And she no know how me get so warm in a this a hard time. What a hard time, everybody a feel the hard time. Me no know how we going to live in a this a hard time.
Childhood's hour, I have not been as others were. I have not seen
as others saw. I could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source, I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone.
What's the matter? Do you like the music, either?
I like it fine.
You don't like it. You don't like to dance, and you don't like to drink. You don't like for a man to hold you close, that's it, isn't it?
I didn't say that.
You haven't said anything all evening. Why don't I go play that song again? You like it so much.
All around that ranch house, it's a known and settled fact that a little bitty gal called Mary Jane will soon be one of our pack. Now the drifter is her steady, ah, he's a lucky old Texas pup. But just the same, the other day, she went and stood him up. Now it almost broke his heart, this little old Texas stray. Now every day around the cook shack, you could hear him sing and play. Ah, She promised she'd meet me when the clock struck 17 in a stockyard 3 miles out of town, where pigtails and pig ears and tough old Texas steers sold for beefsteak at 15 cents a pound. Yes, she's my darling, she's my daisy, she's cross-eyed and she's crazy, she's knock-kneed, she's chicken-toed, she's lame. And to say her teeth are false just from gargling Epsom salt, she's my hunchback, consumptive Mary Jane. Yes, she's my darling, she's my daisy, she's cross-eyed, she's crazy, she's knock-kneed, she's pigeon-toed, she's lame. And they say her breath is sweet, nah man, I'd rather smell her feet, though she's my hunchback, consumptive Mary Jane.
Tried to climb higher and higher, and again he fell down. Oh, of course, said Coco. What I need is a good running jump. And he stepped way back from the tree, and he ran and ran and ran around, and again he tried to climb up, and again he fell down. Oh, poor Coco. He was very sad. And this time when he went down the road, he no longer sang, I'm on my merry way, but he sang, I'm on my sad way.
I'm on my sad way, just looking for a place to stay, just looking for a place to grow, alone in my cup.
The rhythm game Marching Fun includes three different parts. First,
forward march.
On the command forward march, you will
march about the available
space,
avoiding collisions.
Second, march in place. When you hear this command, you will march in one spot until
the next challenge is
given.
Third,
do special movements in place
to the rhythm
of the music as challenged, such as
march your shoulders
or clap your hands.
Somo Ujuang maoni maro nyewo tena mara ngongo tide tokonywa Ujuntu madongo dongo dongo nene buza Dala kutienu guzi ambo minka yodo Wadu kinya yodo nobo mominu dongo Kita kumba woni mane kimodo kano kinyi kibibili Nwango koya jao ye dala pacho Jao ye kite mano ye chache Mumado kabisa Guzi ambo nyakwala woko ngoda loho Jonu bodi pita dagone thoma Jonu bodi pita kutie no mera Udo dego uno namo uwe wadua Ukula udo nyango Nyakwala nyumba Nyakwala nyumba no ma nenulunga Atine no ma odio poko nyakosuri maka Mia mana pesa Nyakoma na atingo tundira kazi ukuro Dala kutie no Anwango chige nyaunge nyatano yotu molo kodo dudu zano tukwenye Yotu mawola Kenya, Kenya kodero Upono chige mwana donjo dala kutienu muno mala Adonjo dala kutienu muno mala Anwango zano nyungo koda kongo madakiru wongu ngatu kweru kongo mero Jola mogi dudongo tutienu Siyamu kito tienu siyamu narandero siyamu nabuta siyamu
Tunky too stood on a dune beside the rolling sea. He looked upon the harmless waves with animosity, but still the waves kept rolling in with roly-poly glee, regardless of the Tunky too and even you and me.
Why don't you thaw out, But maybe you want to be alone, huh? I'll leave you alone
no,
if that's what you want.
I like being with you. Really, I do. I don't want to be alone tonight. I want to be near you.
If I can't sell it, keep sitting on it before I give it away. You've got to buy, don't care how much you want it. I mean just what I say. Just feel that nice bottom bit for wear or tear. I really hate to part with such a lovely chair. If I can't sell it, keep sitting on it before I give it away. If I can't sell it, I'll keep sitting on it before I give it away. You've got to buy it, don't care how much you want it. I mean just what I say. When you want something good, you've got to spin your jack. I guarantee you will never want your money back. If I can't sell it, I'll keep sitting on it before I give it away. Thank you. something good, you've got to spend your day. I guarantee you will never want your money back. If I can't sell it, I'll keep sitting on it before I give it away. Oh, Daddy, yes, before I give it away.
And all I loved alone. Then in my childhood, in one of the most stormy life, down from every depth of good and ill, the mystery which binds and strengthens me still. From the torrent till the fountain, from the river, from the red tip of the mountain. From the sun that round me rolled in its autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky as it passed me flying by me, from the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form when the rest of heaven was blue, of a demon in my view.
I heard her moving things all around that room all night. Never heard such goings on. And she wouldn't let me in her room this morning.
She's a strange one. She absolutely refuses my help. I can't say that I blame her. There's something about her that completely baffles me. I've urged her to call upon me if she feels she needs help, and I hope she will.
I can't let her stay in this house.
You won't have to worry about that. She's determined to leave the city, and she wants to get away as soon as possible.
I hope she does leave.
I hope she can.
Dancing with its nice, friendly little branches. And Coco said, oh, I bet I can climb to the top of this tree in 1 minute. And up he went. But when he got to the top of the little tree, he realized that all the great big trees that were around it got all the sunshine and blocked the sunshine from this little tree, so that all the coconuts that grew on this little cute tree were small and sickly and shriveled. Oh, Coco said, I don't want to live here, really I don't. And he climbed down to the bottom of the tree, and he sat down by the side of the road to think.
Two, let me tell you, slow is not fast, first is not last, round is not square, dark is not fair, well is not sick, slender is not thick. Three, four, let's try some more, false is not true, many is not few, new is not old, warm is not cold, soiled is not clean, fat is not lean. Five, six, others will fix, hard is not soft, seldom's not oft, loose is not tight, heavy's not light, gay is not sad, sober's not glad. 7, 8, certain as fate, smooth is not rough, tender's not tough, rich is not poor, doubtful's not sure, strong is not weak, proud is not meek. 9, 10, try it again, sharp is not dull, empty's not full, bent is not straight, early's not late, great is not small, squat is not tall. 11, 12, now dig and dwell, wet is not dry, low is not high, stout is not frail, fresh is not stale, short is not long, right is not wrong.
Here we go. March. Swing your arms. Lift those knees. March, march. Head up, shoulders back. Who can march backwards?
What it done to me, spoiled me the rest of my life. I thought he was a squirrel, I took him into my camp. I thought it was a squirrel, I took him in my camp. When I put him down, all my clothes were down. people around me, they give me plenty of air. All the people around me, they give me plenty of air. If I thought doggone strong, I'd sniffle it everywhere. I never smelled a smell that smells so doggone bad. I never smelled a smell, honey, it smells so doggone bad. It was the worst of smell, baby, I ever had. Jumped into the water, I scrub, 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 scrub. But I smell stronger, baby, the harder I rub. It was a doggone polecat, and he ain't no friend of mine. It was a doggone polecat, and he sure ain't no friend of mine. He as pretty as a wax doll, but he ain't worth a doggone dime.
One exception had fallen in. This exception was found in a compartment wall, not very thick, which stood about the middle of the house and against which had rested the head of my bed.
The plastering
had here in great measure resisted the action of the
fire, to its having been recently spread. About this wall, a dense cloud was collected, and many persons seemed to be examining a particular portion of it
with very minute and eager attention. The words
strange, singular,
and a worse similar expression of curiosity.
Everywhere I turned, there was the something blocking my... He's trying to prevent me from living. He's trying to take me back somewhere. I can't fight anymore. I don't know what's real anymore. I came to you, Doctor, because you're my last hope. If you don't help me, I have to go back there. He's trying to take me back somewhere. Doctor, you've got to tell me what to do.
Azucenita, flor de azucena, clavelinita, flor de clavelina, en quebranto irás floreciendo, el quien te quiere aquí va cantando. Tu mamacita tiene la culpa, tu papacito tiene la culpa. separación, para nuestra triste separación. Cantando, tu mamacita tiene la culpa, tu papacito tiene la culpa, para nuestra amarga separación, para nuestra triste separación.
Grumpy Gustus, growling gravely, gulped groups of gurgling grapes. Did Grumpy Gustus, growling gravely, gulp groups of gurgling grapes? If Grumpy Gustus, growling gravely, gulped groups of gurgling grapes, where are the groups of gurgling grapes Grumpy Gustus, growling gravely, gulped?
And then he got a very good idea and jumped up and clapped his hands with glee. And then Coco began to dig in the ground. He dug and dug and dug until he had made a great big hole. And when it was big enough, he jumped inside and he began to cover himself up with dirt. And then guess what happened? Of course, you know already, don't you? Coco began to grow. He got bigger and bigger and bigger until he grew up to be a very beautiful coconut tree. And when he was big enough, little baby coconuts began to grow on him. And now he no longer needed a place to live or to grow because he had his own family of coconuts. And all the other trees were so happy for him that they all joined him and they all danced together.
Car still over there, and then a footprints leading up to here. And then nothing.
Hey, so bad. I'm through with you. I've got in jail on account of you. I've got in jail on account of you. Your jail so bad. I'm through with you.
Why did the chicken marry a crocodile? Because Crock-a-doodle-doo is a good family name. Come on, hold the tomatoes. It's a funny joke, yes? My name is Nameless Podcast Maker Tenali Cloud Puff, and we're wrapping up the Epiphanies of Petrichor Part Some. I would be very, verily glad if you've enjoyed this five-part series, or any of the episodes for that matter. If so, please leave a review on iTunes or the Muddy Boots Facebook page. And I've mentioned before, once again, I prompt you to share a haiku, riddle, or limerick with your review. You can also connect with me on Instagram and find me wherever the podcast platforms feed the feed. Find the playlist and notes on muddybootsradio.org. I aspire to create an engaging and entertaining sound painting in hopes that it cures all that ails you, or at least helps put a smile on your face. Be sure to look for more episodes in the weeks and months ahead, and then there's always the archives to revisit as well. Thanks again for taking the ride. I truly appreciate your support and for listening. Before I exit, I'd like to mention again that this is an independent show, a labor of love, and you can help keep the lights on by dropping a few ducats over at muddybootsradio.org. Once you are out of luck, make 2 o'clock with 1 o'clock, and you'll be all right. Take care, everyone. Over and out. 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 Over and out, 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 over and out.